This is my first opportunity to come to an Alaska, and it's been wonderful so far, and it's tremendous. You know, I'm from a small fishing town, Cordova, and we don't have the sort of scale that you have in terms of the industry here. It's really remarkable, and it's clear that what an Alaska appears to require is continued investment in infrastructure that allows those fishing industries to continue to thrive. And we need to continue to manage our fishery well. And I know in Alaska has a role in that, and there are leaders here who have had a role in that, you know, on the Fisheries Management Council with the Board of Fish. Generally, our fisheries have been pretty well managed by the state in particular. Now, of course, a lot of the fisheries centered here are federal fisheries, so we need to make sure that we manage those appropriately as well. And my guiding principle always is, and always will be, to try to keep as many jobs as possible here in Alaska, try to make sure that as much of the profits from those industries as possible remain in Alaska, try to, you know, create the infrastructure so we can do value added here in Alaska, and that Alaska as a whole, but particularly on Alaska.
Okay, let's talk a little about natural resource development now.
Sure.
So our city council, just by way of example, recently agreed to look for federal funding for a liquid natural gas pilot project.
Great.
For the next fiscal year.
Wonderful.
So that's one big thing. Oil industry development is always on the minds of Unalaskans as well. What would your approach be to facilitating projects like those?
Right. So there's a couple questions you're asking there. So there's the large-scale projects going on in the Arctic right now, or their plan to the Arctic Shell, obviously, and other projects as well. And there's no question that Unalaska is going to be a gateway to the Arctic, that a lot of transport for oil and for other things is going to flow through Unalaska. And it's a question now of what kind of infrastructure do we need to build here to accommodate those things. And there's still some different ideas on that. But when it comes to fighting for federal funding for those projects, that would be a first order priority for me. There's no question. We have to invest here because there's such tremendous opportunity in the Arctic. And this is the deep water port, and this is you're very well positioned to take advantage of that, as people here know. But it's going to take a state funding. It's going to take federal funding to make sure that we capture some of that value. Now, when it comes to LNG, obviously, a lot of that is tied to or will be tied to the gas line, if we can build the gas line. And insofar as that's primarily a state-level project, as you know, but insofar as I can help in the Congress, I absolutely will, whether it's with permitting, whether it's with federal funding, whatever it takes. That gas pipeline, it's not just going to be a boon to the rail belt, you know, and everywhere I go, regardless of whether you're on the rail belt or off, everybody talks about the high cost of energy. And of course, out here or in Dillingham or in Nome, it's orders of magnitude tougher than in most places on the rail belt. But I do believe that if we build that gas line appropriately and we use that LNG appropriately, that can hopefully bring down energy costs for the whole state. So insofar as we're investing in a mega project, that to me seems like the mega project to invest in.
And it sounds like you have in mind some sort of local level projects, capital
yes.
projects, things like that, that you would want to try to help facilitate
Absolutely.
At the congressional level, which is not something that happens often, but certainly something our local officials always seek out.
Well, so. One place I would differ with Congressman Young, he recently voted against amount of construction funds for alternative energy projects. And alternative energy can be broadly defined, but it's something that we need in Alaska because some of those larger projects won't reach out into the bush or reach out into the more isolated island communities. We need small-scale distributed alternative energy generation. And I don't want that for any – it's not a kind of environmentalist greeny reason. It's just dollars and cents. People are being driven from their homes by the high cost of energy and heating fuel and those kind of things. And we need that kind of, we should be a global leader in that kind of research and development here. And there are federal funds available, and I would fight for more of those because they're so crucial for rural Alaska.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about marine shipping safety. We just had the Aleutian Islands Risk Assessment come out with their final recommendations for a new spill prevention and response system for the region. And
Great.
Part of that is $15 million in federal funding that they're looking for to help
Good.
Facilitate that. So is that something you'd prioritize?
Because Unalaska is going to be this hub for shipping, because so many resources are going to flow through here connected to the oil development and other things, there's no question we have to develop training. We have to make sure we have the Coast Guard resources available. Some of those might be here. Some of those might be in Kodiak. But We have to make sure that in the region and available to be deployed, we have the Coast Guard resources. And that's something where the federal government has a large role. There have been talks of reducing the size of the Coast Guard and cutting the Coast Guard. That's something I would be very resistant to because we are a maritime state. We have more coastline than every other state combined. The Coast Guard is absolutely crucial to us. And as we're moving into the Arctic and as we're developing new programs and as we're developing new fisheries, we have to have the Coast Guard there and available.
All right. Well, Forrest, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you. This is a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me in Alaska.